This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit more from our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Now, a question we first asked 4 years ago that we thought was worth re-upping in this presidential cycle. Do you trust what the federal government tells us about this economy, the data and the indicators we use a whole lot on this show? 40% of Americans say they somewhat or completely don't trust that data. That is actually lower than those who answered that way in 2016. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, while the overall number is close to what it was 4 years ago, exactly who is skeptical of economic data now is very different.
Let's flash back to the 2016 presidential election, when a regular part of Donald Trump's stump speech was this.
Don't believe those phony numbers when you hear 4.9 and 5% unemployment. The number's probably 28, 29.
That wasn't true, but his supporters took his advice. Our polling in 2016 showed almost half of them didn't trust federal economic data at all. Then he won. And as then Press Secretary Sean Spicer said after some positive jobs numbers.
Yeah, I talked to the president prior to this, and he said, to quote him very clearly, they may have been phony in the past, but it's very real now.
Now, just 7% of Trump supporters don't trust federal economic data. But when it comes to Biden supporters, 24% don't trust the data at all, up from just 5% of Clinton supporters in 2016.
The pattern that I saw in the data was that people are more likely to trust government data if they also happen to trust the people and the person who were in the White House.
Bruce Carruthers is a sociology professor at Northwestern University who focuses on trust issues. He says that connection between partisanship and trusting economic data is depressing and risky.
I mean, people rely on those economic data to provide, signals for what they should do and how they should live their lives.
People like Tuli Katerere Verima in Chantilly, Virginia. I met her in a field outside her home, social distancing, you know. She and her husband are thinking of buying a house. They have a 7-month-old baby. She's one of just 7% of Biden supporters who still completely believes the numbers.
I make a distinction between economic data coming from the government and things our president says.
She's paying attention to data on housing and interest rates to inform her home buying decisions. But Katerere Verima also uses federal data to understand what's happening outside her community.
Sometimes what you are hearing on the news about what the state of the country's economy is might not at all be reflective of your own personal situation.
That's exactly why James Allen Jones in Johnson County, Kentucky, says he doesn't believe federal economic data at all. There are few jobs in his rural area, and he says economic conditions are pretty bad.
It's like just what they want you to hear is all they want to tell you. A lot of stuff that comes out that they tell you one thing and then come find out it's a different thing, especially like welfare and unemployment, stuff like that.
He's a proud Trump supporter, but he's skeptical even of what the president says about the economy.
He has to go by what they tell him.
They being other federal officials. This kind of partisan divide over economic data contributes to policy gridlock, says Laura Veldkamp, a professor at Columbia Business School.
If we can't agree on a common set of facts, it has pretty deep repercussions for what we're able to achieve collectively going forward.
Because, she says, one of the things economic data can do, if people believe it, is help people and lawmakers prepare for the future. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.